Chris Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We received a very important message from Sharon Healthcare Center. This morning they learned that a long-term resident at Sharon Healthcare Center has tested positive for COVID-19. The female resident resides in one of their long-term care units and remains in their center under the caring hands of their staff. They have notified the Connecticut Department of Public Health and its Division of Epidemiology and are acting on all guidance they provide. They have also reached out to families by phone, individually contact families' responsible parties to bring them up to date. They've taken other immediate steps to protect the health and safety of the residents and staff. At the start of the paramedic, they initiated a series of protections aimed at mitigating the threat of the coronavirus at the center, including restricting visits from Sharon, taking the temperature of anybody who enters the facility, requiring anyone who enters the facility to complete a health questionnaire, and increasing monitoring of all residents every day. They will continue to provide updates as it becomes available on Facebook and to Robinhood Radio. They encourage families to contact them directly with questions specific to their loved ones. They wound up with a message saying they appreciate the support of the community during this time. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has confirmed there is one case of COVID-19 in Pine Plains yesterday, and now to expect more, mainly because testing has just begun in earnest. Today, testing tents will be operation at Dutchess Stadium and in Poughkeepsie as well. As of Sunday morning in Connecticut, the number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus stood at 223. Now, mobile screening sites for coronavirus in Connecticut are set up in Waterbury and Torrington. The protocol for each is similar, such as requiring a driver's license or other photo ID from a doctor, but the details vary. At the very least, a person tested is asked to self-quarantine, awaiting results for 14 days. More information is available at the Charlotte Hungerford Hospital and Waterbury Hospital and even St. Mary's Hospital. Connecticut taxpayers now have until July 15th to file personal income tax. The State Department of Revenue Service extended the filing payment deadlines for 90 days after the Trump administration Friday pushed back the deadline for federal income tax from April 15th to July 15th. Dutchess County is preparing to open a mobile coronavirus testing facility next week at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill. Only those with an appointment will be tested at that site, and a date is not set yet for it to open. Tents are set up in the stadium's auxiliary parking lot. There's also a sign in the parking lot stating that COVID-19 screening appointment only. When the site opens, the county will provide the public with a phone number to call in to be screened. Those individuals that meet the criteria for testing, which will also be provided next week, will be given a time to arrive at the test site. No one without an appointment will be tested. The Kent Food Bank has made changes in its distribution method and is seeking donations to beef up its shortages in food and supplies. Those picking up food had to drive through cones in the parking lot of the Kent Community House and step out of their vehicle to pick up a bag of food and a bag with toilet paper and paper towels, along with a $50 or $75 voucher for Davis IGA, depending on the size of the family. People are now asked to make financial donations by sending checks to the Kent Community Fund. The nonprofit partners with Kent Food Bank and the town's social services department to provide financial support. Lime Rock Park has donated protective supplies to local first aid responders responding to the health officials' request for emergency supplies. Lime Rock Park Emergency Services Manager Zach Zawicki donated all the personal protective equipment that the park had in stock to local first responders. Since Lime Rock is closed to the public through April 30th due to the COVID-19 virus, the park had no immediate need for the supplies. The majority of supplies donated were N95 respirator face masks. Lime Rock delivered those to crucial protective supplies to local first responders in Litchfield County, Connecticut. Nice thing going on in Kent. Kent residents are encouraged to ring bells for 2 minutes every night as First Selectman issued the proclamation Friday that bells will sound during the current state of emergency. Quoting here, all citizens of Kent shall, between the hours of 8 and 8.02 p.m., sound a bell, chime, cymbal, gong, ringer, or similar device as a symbol of the community of our citizens and a reminder to all that although the community may be physically separated, citizens remain united in their support for one another. There will be a special Board of Education meeting on Tuesday in the superintendent's office. of the Berkshire Schools Regional School District. The meeting will be live via teleconference. The public is welcome to access the call by the dial-in number 605-313-5590, access code 615639. A reminder, businesses are ordered closed throughout the tri-state region in New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, but each state has certain businesses that are allowed to remain open, like takeout at restaurants and also curbside service at liquor stores and other venues. The basic rule applies: if you think that you're going someplace to get something, call ahead and make sure it is open. Area supermarkets like Laban, Stop and Shop, and others have come up with special hours for those 60 and older. I check with each store to find out which store does that. We know for sure that Laban's and Stop and Shop are operating in that matter. Also, call your town hall. Most town halls lobbies are closed, but you can call for specific information from each one of the towns you live in, whether it's New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. And as a reminder, we here at Robin Hood Radio have set up direct links at a couple of different locations so you can get information on the coronavirus and also closings and openings. At first, if you want, you can go to robinhoodradio.com. When you go to our homepage, on the right-hand side, under the weather forecast, you will see a link that says coronavirus and the current date. You can click on that, and there's lots of information on that site going from newest to oldest if you scroll down. Also, if you are a member of Facebook, on our Facebook page, right at the top of the page, Facebook page is whddrobinhoodradio.com. We have, once again, the coronavirus link that is right there. Also on our Facebook page, we put up immediately announcements that we get from governments in New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, and also from stores and businesses in the area. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 913.21 to 19,173.98 on Friday. Futures right now indicate another initial drop of 900 points on Monday morning. The NASDAQ dropped 271.06 to 6879.52, and the S&P 500 dropped 104.47 to 2304.92. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.